731 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and here with the report, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. How'd the meeting go last night?
Well. We had first two items were postponed because we were short a member at the meeting last night, so things got rescheduled for a later meeting. So Greenwich Hospital decision was delayed, and the YMCA's proposal to institute a child care program there at the East Putnam Ave campus was postponed by the applicant. So we started with number three on the agenda, which was Connecticut Land Holdings, LLC, 106 Glenville Road. This was a subdivision in the RA1 zone from one lot to three, keeping the house, by the way. This was before the commission in an earlier meeting in May. Some issues to address with landscaping, open space, and neighbor concerns about what they would see from the property as it was redeveloped. Applicant came back with a cogent plan and was approved with conditions by the commission last night. Next on the agenda, we had Cherry Valley Road, number 6, LLC. This is 91 Cherry Valley Road. Application here is to build a large structure with a large indoor athletic facility and a very modest-sized dwelling unit attached to it on a single-family lot. The commission's been back and forth on the design of the building. You know, it essentially feeling like it represents an accessory-type use without a primary structure. And because of that, they voted to deny the application last night because the product doesn't seem to match with the existing zoning regulations with the intent as it relates to single-family zones. In particular, this one. So that was denied last night. We then went to 515 East Putnam Avenue, also known as 5 Brookridge, on the corner of the Post Road. This is a historic overlay rezoning application to imply the historic overlay zone, as well as a development for three buildings, a total of 6-bedroom units, 12 indoor, it is a total of 6 2-bedroom units with 12 indoor and 4 outdoor parking spaces. So this site has been the subject of a couple of products over the last couple of years. This is the latest one. I would just say anecdotally, and I think everybody who's been at the meetings would agree, it's an attractive project, really well done architecturally. The question is, does the product meet the regulations and the historic overlay, where in exchange for preserving an older building, property owners get possibly additional units, increased FAR for the zone. The product also has a septic system here, which is a little unique for a multifamily, but not uncommon. So a lot of considerations. The commission was pleased with the progress. I think the applicant addressed a lot of the concerns they had with relating to traffic and ingress and egress. There is a question about a street tree possibly needing to be removed for safety reasons to get in and out of the site. We are going to be speaking with the fire marshal's office and the tree warden about, and also DPW about the logistics of that and if it's absolutely necessary, if there aren't any feasible alternatives. Because there's some open items, and the commission like to see it all as one, you know, buttoned-up product and not wait for things after the decision, they decided to leave it open, and that'll be back at the next meeting. Next on agenda number 7 was 28 Bobolink, potato, potato. Bobolink, by the way, is a bird. Did not know that until last night, so interesting fun fact there. This was a revision between of a property line between two existing properties at 28 and 30. Just a modest change of land, and again, reducing the nonconformity of one lot for the and increasing the size of the other, which is usually a good thing for what we do in zoning. So That was approved last night and with conditions. Then we moved to 530 Old Post Road Partners. This is an adaptive reuse of a office building at 530 Old Post Road in the western part of town. It's been before the commission of the pre-app once before, looking to turn the office into 10 apartments with one affordable unit. Not a lot of site work on the property. In fact, they're reducing the coverage because they don't need as many parking spaces to go to a residential development from an all office. Putting amenities in the space, some lighting, landscaping, a roof terrace in this project. Outstanding issues were sewer and the landscaping, just making sure that the ARC has seen the revisions to the building and the on-site landscaping. And then I already said that sewer. Sorry, I keep repeating myself tonight. Today. So that was left open and we'll be back at another meeting. Number 10 on the agenda was the property at 28 Columbus. This is a two-family on an undersized lot in the R6 zone. The application had started with permits permitted, but it was determined after the fact that they had skipped a step going to the commission because the two-family zone on undersized lot needs a special permit. That was missed by the permitting process. So they're back to close the loop, hopefully getting a CO in the next few months. Interesting lot. It's on two fronting streets, Josephina's Risto and Columbus Ave. The applicant is actually providing more parking than the current condition, so improving the condition there, going from two units that are, you know, modest size to making a small addition to the house, which would same number of units, same number of bedrooms, but just a bigger, modern, more modern home. Commission closed it with some conditions about additional landscaping and screening as required for parking areas. And that was the only sort of outstanding issue. So approved with modifications. And then we got to our discussion items. We had two. One is the house at 1139 King Street. It's an undersized parcel up in the backcountry that was part of the Gimbel Estate. It was the caretaker cottage at some point. It has obviously long not been part of the Gimbel Estate. And the site here is complex. It's an undersized lot. It's got a very complex zone, a cluster subdivision with a historic overlay. And the whole property owner there is just trying to make some additions to the home. And we'll need likely some variances and some special permit considerations from the commission to do it because of some of the limitations with the zoning criteria there. That will be back at a later meeting. And we had OG Real Estate LLC, which is 200 Sound Beach Avenue. Also, you access it from 13 Acadia. And this was before the commission, I think probably in February, if I'm remembering correctly. But they were looking to do a tutoring service. There was actually two separate businesses trying to open tutoring services on the second floor. And that was a concern logistically about kids coming and going and drop off and pick up and, you know, having a lot of activity at the end of school day. How is everyone going to get in and out of the building? How many kids are going to be in there? This is a much smaller of the two activities. This is like a four-student at a time sort of tutoring service. Again, parking is tight in Old Greenwich, as we know. This site has very limited parking, but again, the commission needs to make a determination that it is better or equal to the same amount of parking demand than before. And so that'll be back, and that'll be on the applicant to provide that information at a later meeting. And that was the end of our night.
All right. Just want to get back to the Greenwich Hospital for a second.
Sure.
Do you need a full commission there to take a vote?
So when we closed the hearing, the members that were seated, it's poor form to substitute voting members after the fact. So with some of the seated members not being available, mostly because of graduation yesterday, we chose to vote at a later date when everyone's available. And the hospital was okay with that as well. We weren't dictating. We were just trying to make sure that we have the right people voting who have been part of the deliberation for the whole process.
All right. Was wondering about that. All right. Yeah. Next meeting, and what do you got?
Sure. Next meeting, well, with our postponements, we'll be back there. But the next meeting's on the 1st of July. We will likely be talking about, excuse me, 18 Valley will be back, Drive, that's the, another adaptive reuse in the Greenwich Office Park. We will be talking about likely a subdivision, or sorry, no, this is subdivision, excuse me. 618 Lake is a two-lot subdivision that's going to be proposed, and that's about it on the major project scene besides the stuff that we are holding over from last night.
All right, Pat, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much. Have yourself a good day.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
Okay. That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe. Thanks to him for checking in after last night's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.